Okay. So we are up to Simon Tov Chav Beis in the middle of Hallel. Okay, we are in the middle of, I think, some of the dirshus. We did not finish all of the dirshus. Okay, let's do number, I think we have to 6 and 7. Two more on the back. Oh, no, not on the back. This is on the right side, page 566. Okay, we're up to page 566. We're up to in the Mishnah Berurah Ches. Okay, we got up to
page
566. We're holding the middle of Simen Aleph. We got up to the second line on page 566. We're up to Ois Ches in the Mishnah Berurah, in the Sifkat. But in the process of going through the Mishnah Berurah, we encountered a couple of little numbers which I want to run through very quickly. Okay, Hispalel Musaf. So we're up to, I want to read number 6 on the left side. V'afilu kvar Hispalel Musaf, Mispalel b'Toras Nedavos. So we mentioned in the Mishnah Berurah a Chiddush. What happens if a person forgot to say Yalev Yavo and Shachris, and then he did not remember until after he already completed Musaf? Musaf is now already over. So we learned there are two opinions. One opinion is you don't have to repeat Shmon Esrei again. Why not? Because since you already daven Musaf, and Musaf already brings out the theme of Rosh Chodesh, it's not necessary. And then there was a second opinion that says no, even if you already daven Musaf, you should daven the Shmon Esrei of Shacharis again. And then the Mishnah Berurah says, if you do choose to follow that approach, it's not being machriya, it's not telling you what to do, you have an option, two options, but if you do try to follow the second approach and daven Shmon Esrei again, you should at least have kavana that it should not be b'taras choiva, obligation, it should be a nedava, because maybe really the halacha is it's more correct to follow the opinion that you're not obligated to recite the Shmona Esrei again because you have already davened Musaf. So now when you're davening another Shmona Esrei, if you're going to daven as with the understanding that it's an obligation, it would be a bracha, it would be bracha slavatala, because you have no obligation to recite the Shmona Esrei. So the solution is, so you should be a nedava. Generally speaking, we do not daven an additional Shmona Esrei as a gift, because we are unable to concentrate to the degree that would be proper that we should just voluntarily daven extra Shmona Esreis. But when you have a situation like this, where there is grounds to repeat the Shmona Esrei because you did not say Yalav Yavo, but maybe not because you already daven Musaf, so you want to daven Shacharis again, okay, but make it Ketanai, then in case I'm not obligated, it should be a gift. That's what it said. That's a synopsis of what we learned in the Mishnah Berurah. So here, number 6 on the left side. Now he goes on to number 6 on the left side, telling us another chiddush. Let's say in this situation when you were davening Musaf, and you took off the tefillin, and you argued daven, interesting. So if you do daven the Shmona Esrei again, put your tefillin back on for Shacharis. You hear my? Put it back. And you make a bracha, of course. So you put it back on. Since you, when you took off the tefillin, you thought that it's over. Nikra, then you take off the tefillin, you don't always make a bracha. That's tefillin's tefillin. We're not learning tefillin now. But when a person goes to the Beis HaKisei, so it depends. If the person goes for Ketanim, you don't make a new bracha. You take off your tefillin, and when you come out of the Beis HaKisei, you put them back on without a bracha. But you should not be mafsa. Don't go and have a conversation, take up coffee in the middle. Just go to the Beis HaKisei and come back right away and put the tefillin back on. You do not make a bracha. But if a person goes to the Beis HaKisei for Gedolim, then you need to make a new bracha. And the reason is because Me'ikar Hadin, when a person goes to the Beis HaKisei for Ketanim, Me'ikar Hadin, you don't have to take off your tefillin. Me'ikar Hadin. And therefore, so this, you take off your tefillin, it's not called a hefsek, because you would really, but for Gedolim, you have to take off your tefillin, so that's called a hefsek, so you need to make a new bracha. But here, when you took off your tefillin, your kavana was, I'm not putting them back on, that's it, it's over, I'm davening Musaf, I'm going to work, I'm not putting my tefillin back on. So then when you're in the middle of davening Musaf, you remember, I forgot to say Yalav Yavo, and now you want to go repeat the Shmona Esrei, so since your kavana was to take off the tefillin, you have to make a new bracha when you put it back on. So Yachsav Yanichem, V'agonuchem Kinevsky, Kosav Shetoyv Lachsul Anichem, he also says, also shall put it back on. However, like we always say, there's always another opinion. The Midrash Shavas Tshuvas Me'Agoyin, I don't know who this is. Another sefer Shavas Tshuvas a Priyasod that calls She'ein Oitzach. You don't have to put this one back on. Okay, seven. V'Af Im Hoya Kain B'Shabbes. What about if the same thing happens on Shabbos? On Shabbos, you say Ato Yotzarta. Kos Shakosav Shulchanoch Le'El She'ein Mespalim Bo Tilas Nedava. Also, here is Galom Shakasha. The Mishnah Brura told us that what should you do? You should daven the second Shemoneh Esrei Al Tanai. It's a Nedava, but on Shabbos you don't daven Nedava. So now, if the same situation happened on Shabbos when you forgot to say Yalviyah by Shachris and Yismach Moshe, and then you daven Ato Yotzarta, and then after the finishing of the singing Anam Zemiros, you remember I forgot to say Yalviyah. So what should you do? Here you can't make the Tanai because you don't daven Nedava on Shabbos. So Af Im Hoyeh B'Shabbos Shosah Shulchanoch Le'El She'ein Mespal Botzilos Nedava Kasa Gunuchem Kinevsky She'yachso L'Spal Shachris B'Loy Lehasnois. Doesn't matter. So daven Shachris again and don't make the Tanai. You can be Iker Hadin, you can daven, you should daven again, even though you're not going to make the Tanai that is in the Dava. That's just a hider to say that make the Tanai from the Dava during the week, it avoids a problem. But may Iker Hadin, according to this approach, you should daven, Gzunta, you should daven the Shemona Esri again, and therefore on Shabbos do it again. Kevin Shemi Iker Hadin Dina Lachso L'Spal Elosh Shemi Sofik Oyim Lo Shiyasso L'Spal M'Yisna in a regular day, but not on Shabbos when you can't do that, so you have no choice but to daven again. Okay, next, Choyzel Ritzeke, next number 8. So we learn what happens if a person already, he said modim, you say one word, modim anachnu loch, that's it, too late, you have to go back to the beginning of the bracha to Ritzeke, number 8. V'yim
uloi, what are you talking about?
On the left side, on page 566, right? Yeah, 566. Turn to page 566, and then turn your eyes to the left. Got it? Okay. V'im loy amar ritze el amar yalav yavo uli achar mikan. So here we're dealing here with the situation was. You already said modim, and then you did, let's say, what happens if you don't follow the rules? Wow, that's a big chumra. So again, let's review what happened. Person said modim. He already said one word. Modim anachnu loch, even just one word. So what is the halacha? The proper thing to do is to go back to Ritze, read the entire Ritze, and then before you say v'sechazena, you say yalav yavo. He didn't do that. In the middle of modim, you said elokeinu v'elokeavos, he said modim anachnu loch. Oh no, what did I do? I forgot to say yalav yavo. Okay, elokeinu v'elokeavos, yalav yavo, yagiv yira. And you say the whole, and then when you finish saying Yalav Yavo, you say V'sechezeno Einenu B'Shivcha L'Tzion B'Rachamim Baruch Atah Hashem HaMachazir Shechinoso L'Tzion Modim Menachnu Lach. That's not what you were supposed to do. You were supposed to go back to the beginning of the Baruch. And then you finish the entire Shemona Esrei, and you open up the Mishnah Berurah to page 566. You look at the left. So what do you do now? Go daven Shachris again. No good. You blew it. One more time, Bimloy Chazal Ritzei El Oma Yalav Yavu Lachamikam Nikach Himshech Vesechazena Vak Lachashim At Tilo Niska Shechol Yilatsk Rilaz Lachz Ritzei Kaz Agin Oshlam Zaman Arbach Shechoyzer Mispalel Shenis. Now next, Bimomar Bibirch Hashma Koyleinu Bakosham Nushail. Let's say in Shema Koleinu you added in a bakosh. Some people added a bakosh, some assume they are printed bakoshos in the middle of Shema Koleinu, which is a sugya in and of itself, when it's proper, when it's not proper, and all the different laws about it. But let's say you did so. Tehizkir biba koshosoy shahayom rosh chodesh, and some convoluted prayer. It's very strange. This is really not very practical. You happen to mention in the Yalavi, in Shema Koleinu, that today is Rosh Chodesh. You said that since today is Rosh Chodesh, in that schus you should save me from this problem. And then you finish Baruch Atah Hashem Shomei Atfilah, and then you said Ritzei, and Nesech Zena, and Modim, and you completely forgot about Yala V'Yavol. The Hizkir B'Vakoshos B'Vakoshosoy Shehayoyim Roshchodesh V'Achar Kach Shochach Lem Yala V'Yavol Kosa B'Yichay Yosef V'Kavachayim Sheyotso Yidei Choyva. You don't have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei because you did mention in the Shema Keleinu, you mentioned somewhere in the Tzfilah in Shema Keleinu today is Rosh Chodesh. Meidach, Haman Mordechai, Vechach Mashlem, Akash Shelo Yatza, there's always another opinion. Shelo Yatza, Yidei Chayva. What? I really don't have an answer. You I don't know what to tell you. The Mishnah, forget about the Dirshu. The Mishnah Bura, more often than not, will present Chiluk Edeus. I mean, almost every other Mishnah Bura, you learn Mishnah Bura carefully. Some say this, some say this. So sometimes he says, Nochon to follow this opinion. Or the minig is to be makel. Very often he'll tell you, he'll present two or three opinions. The minig is to be makel. Or, no, the minig is, it's Nochon to follow. But many times he just leaves it hanging. He doesn't tell you. I can't.
If you said modem and you said I can't name already.
If you start modem. Yes. Just the word modem. Just the word modem. Even one word in. If you start the word modem, then you have to go back to the beginning of Ritzei.
Yes, but if you continue going modem.
Yeah.
And you say Hashem's name.
What do you mean? At the end of modem?
No, at the beginning of modem.
Modem anachnu loch. Shvat doesn't make a difference. It does matter. Anywhere from the word modem until the end of Hamavarech Hasamo Yisrael Bashalom. Even if you say Hamavarech Hasamo Yisrael Bashalom and you did not yet say the word Yehiyu, you go back to Ritzei.
Right. And if you finish, otherwise you go back to the beginning.
If you already said the word Yehiyu, you go back to being a Shemoneh Esrei. But until you say the word Yehiyu, you go back to Ritzei. If you did not yet say Baruch Ato Hashem, you say Hamachazir Shechinaso Litzion, then you do not need to go back to Ritzei. You just could say right then and there Yale V'Yavo. Like he said, Baruch B'Sechazeno Einenu B'Shuvach Litzion Berachamim. Baruch Atah. Wait a minute, I forgot to say Yalo. So right then and there, on the spot, just say Elokeinu Veelokei Avoseinu Yalo V'Yavo, and finish it. And then you say V'Sechazeno. Then you do not go back to. You don't say those two lines of Ritzei. Just.
So if you're in the middle of Sechazeno.
Yeah. Before Hashem or after Hashem?
And right there in the middle, Baruch Atah Hashem, literally.
After Hashem's name.
You would say.
You have to go back, you know, after you say Hashem's name, you have to go back to the beginning of Ritzei.
Even though you didn't say Modem yet.
Correct. Correct. Even though you did not. No, we learned it. So I'm sorry, I take it back. Yes, I'm sorry. If you say Baruch Atah Hashem, you should say Lamdeni Chukach. I forgot. If you say Baruch Atah Hashem, if you did not yet say the word Hamachazir, all he said was Baruch Atah Hashem, and at that point, if you say Baruch Atah, just say Elokeinu VeElokei Avoseinu. If you say Baruch Atah Hashem, and you remember at that moment in time, then we learned yesterday you should say Lamdeini Chukecha, and then say Elokeinu VeElokei Avoseinu Yalav Yavo, and then you say V'Secha Zenu Einenu. L'chayr, if you say Baruch Atah Hashem Hamachazir, it's too late. Because once you say Amachazir, you can no longer say Lamdeini Chukecha, because it's not one pasuk. You have no choice but to go back to the beginning of Ritzei.
What if you have in your mind, about the Dalin, say Shemoneh Esrei, and you have in your mind that you want to, you know it's Shlosh Chodesh, and you want to say it?
Doesn't matter. The Machshava Toiva in this instance is not Mitztarf L'Maisa. In this instance, you have to actually say the words. Okay, so here he says over here that the kosh lo yotzei chavos kevin shamus yalav yavo niskina le'oimra bebirchas ritzei. So again, a difference of opinion. If a person somehow has a special bakosha and he adds this special bakosha into Shema Koleinu, if that b'dievet can count as a a replacement for yalav yavo. Okay, now let's go back to the mechaber. Okay, let's go back to page 566. the second line, the last word on the line, the im hu ragla matachanu nimachat tefilosov niska sha acha sheshem tefilosov koidem sheyako raglov choyzer luritzei. In other words, if you did not say yihul ratzon, if you did not say yihul ratzon, the person at the end of Shmoneh Esrei, that's really the best place. The best place to add private bakashos is not in the brachas, because they're very strict guidelines of when you're allowed, when it's proper. You know, people do whatever they want, and it's not going to necessarily ruin the Shmoneh Esrei, but if you look at Shulchan Aruch and follow the guidelines, the person wants to add private bakashos, the ideal place to add them is before you say Yehiyu L'Ratzon. Inserting private bakashos into Shema Koleinu, into Rifa'enu, into Baruch Aleinu, there are limitations of when it's proper, when it's not proper. Who you being misfiled for, and what the situation, all different situations. In this, if you follow the, some of the good siddurim, do have on the bottom, follow the instructions. But just stop to make up things and stop putting things into different philos, you have to be very careful. But at the end of Shmoneh Esrei, there's no holding back.
If you have a
machshava is fine. You can have any machshava you want.
If you have a machshava for yalav
yavo, doesn't matter. Machshava doesn't help. You have to actually say. You have to say that today is Rosh Chodesh. Okay, let's look here. Now, v'im hurag omotam demurchabim hurag lema tachanun v'achat
inoso.
This page 566. Yes, second line. V'im hurag lema tachanun v'achat tilos al tilos. And this guy achashishim tilos koydim shiak raglov choizel. We would say, as long as you did not take your three steps back, we'll see the Mishnah in a moment, you can go back to it, say, Hagah, Dimu Safekim Hiskir Olaf. Let's say you don't know. You have a Safek. I don't know if I said Yalav Yal, but yeah, it's a legitimate Safek. It's not like, oh, it's like 99% I didn't say it. It's a legitimate 50-50 Safek. Ainoid Sarich Lachsar, Mr. Nussbaum. It's Ramah.
It's
not. Okay, let's see. Ayin Lel Tzibur that forgot to say in Shachris. Ayin Lel, we learned there, it says no big deal because you rely upon the Chazar Sashat. But see, Mishnah Berurah Ois Ches till the end here. Ve'im hu ragil. Ve'ein af kamina b'zeim im bein im oimer hatachnunim koidim yuli ratzoin oyach li yuli ratzoin shakol shu oisik adayim hatachnunim o shadayim tzorach lem hatachnunim loy mikwe adayim tzil kilo. So here, I mentioned it. Once you say Yehiyu L'Ratzon, it's too late. So the Mishnah makes a Tanai. It's only too late if your custom is to end the Shmoneh Esrei with Yehiyu L'Ratzon. But if a person has a custom to add in private bakashos, there are different customs that when you add in the private bakashos, some add them in before you say Yehiyu L'Ratzon, and some have a custom to add the private bakashos after they say Yehiyu L'Ratzon. Some say it twice. Some say Hamachazir Shchin Amrechas Amo Yisrael Bashalom, and right away they say Yehiyu L'Ratzon before they say Lokai Neshama. And some, then they say Yehiyu L'Ratzon at the end again. Okay, they're different. That's a different discussion. But here he wants to point out that if it is your custom to add private bakashos before you take your three steps back, even if you already have said Yehiyu L'Ratzon, the Shmoneh Esrei is not in halacha considered over, and you can still go back to it. Said you need not repeat the entire Shmoneh Esrei. Let's see number 9 on the left side. Here we go. He goes to some more nitty gritty details. V'yim shachach lema yalav yavo v'yam v'oymed b'elokai nitzar. Which is after Shmoneh Esrei. V'yigia hashatz l'kedush sho'e l'kadesh. So look at this. You're in a lot of trouble. You're really in a big dilemma here. So normally, what's the ideal thing? If that person's davening a long Shmoneh Esrei, and even a short, but they daven very fast, and now you're in the middle of a Lekai Nitzar, and now the Shliach Tzibur is up to Kedusha. So the proper thing to do is to write away, say, Yehiyu L'Ratzon, and answer, Nekadesh, Kadosh, 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 Baruch Kvod. Problem is, if you do that, now you're in the middle of a Lekai Nitzar, and you realize you've got to say Yalav Yavo, so you're stuck in the middle, between a rock and a hard place. If you say Yehiyu L'Ratzon in order to be able to answer Kedusha, that will terminate your Shmoneh Esrei. You're not going to be able to go back and say Ritzei. But if you don't say, if you don't say Yehiyu L'Ratzon, you're not permitted to answer Kadosh Kadosh. You're going to lose out on Kadosh 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 Baruch Kavod. So what do you do? So Kasa B'Shal Shuvah Shalom Meshiv Shalom Yaneh. It's better not to answer. He machaven, like you do in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, just think in your mind, Kadosh, 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 but don't say Yehiyu L'Ratzon. Do not terminate your Shemoneh Esrei with Yehiyu L'Ratzon, because that's going to cause you, require you to go back to the beginning of your Shemoneh Esrei in order to fulfill Yalav Yavah. Shelo Yaneh. V'chein Kosa, B'shal Shuvah Shevet HaLevi, Shekeinim Yaneh, L'Dvam Shevet Kedusha, HaRei Zeh, if you're going to answer Dvam Shevet Kedusha, even if some also have a custom, some have, are even more lenient. This goes back to Shelo Shemoneh Esrei. They'll answer Kadosh, 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 even if before they say Yehiyu L'Ratzon. There are different customs. So you're middle of Elokai Nitzar, you're pretty much finished. You said Avarech HaSanbo Yisrael Bash Shalom, you're finished, and you're middle of Elokai Nitzar, and now the Shad says Nekadesh. So some will answer Kadosh, 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 even without saying Yehiyu L'Ratzon. However, if you answer Kadosh, 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 you are indicating, you're making a public statement, or a private statement, whenever you want to look at it, that my Shemoneh Esrei is over. The Horaya, the proof is that I'm answering Kedusha, and by doing so, that means it's too late for me to say Yalav Yava. So therefore, Harei Zohai Chocha, it's a proof. She'esiach that mitfila v'yoyse lo yuchalach, so let's say, El l'tchilas ha'tfila. V'din zehu gam im lo yomar dain yiyu l'rotzon. That's even true, we didn't say yiyu l'rotzon. V'chein hora ha'chazonish, she'osu lo yla'anus mitamach, mitamach, he has a different reason. She'kevim she'tzorach lach, so let's say, nech shva'kol ketfila achas, v'osu l'havs, it's considered, since you are required, since the halacha here demands of you to return to Ritzeh, so it's as if you're in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. It's an incredible yisod, the Chazon Ish is saying. Chazon Ish says, you're in the middle of Lekai Nitzar. So normally, when you're in the Lekai Nitzar, you have the full right, you're within your rights to answer Kadosh, Kadosh if you want. The Chazon Ish says, but let's say you're in the middle of a bracha, Baruch Aleinu, are you allowed to answer Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh? Absolutely not. Halacha, you're middle, how dare you? You're not allowed to answer Kadosh. So the Chazon Ish says, since in this instance, since you're middle of Lekai Nitzar, and you realize, you're aware that you have not said Yalav Yavo, and therefore the Halacha demands of you to return to Ritzeh, so it's as if you right now you're holding at Ritzeh. And if you were holding at Ritzeh, you're going to be mafsek. So forget about. The Chazon Ish is much more, his approach to this halacha is much more extreme than the Sholem Eishev. The Sholem Eishev says, you have a choice, gotta make a tough decision. If you want, you can stop. If you want, you can't. But if you're going to stop, then you're going to put yourself in the situation where you have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. And that's not the nice, right thing to do, because you're saying all these brachas again. It's not a good idea. But if you want, you really could. The Chazon Ish says, what are you talking about? You don't have a choice. You have no choice. This is what you have to do. This is what you have to do. So it's as if you're in the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei, and you're not allowed to be mafsek. Meidoch, b'shalas hachuvah zikros Moshe, kosav shiyoch la'anois l'dvarim shebekdusha. Unbelievable. Avayshus chaylik on the Chazon Ish Shol Avayshif. You can answer kadosh, 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 and then go back to Ritzeh. Is that amazing? It's not a stira.
What number is that on this page?
Number 9, the second paragraph. You're middle of Lekai Nitzar.
Right, okay.
And now the shot starts Nikadesh. The Karazel Zevi Omar. So now, right now, you're in a tough situation. The shot just said, Karazel Zevi Omar. What do I do? Do I answer Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh? Or, but I didn't say Yalav Yavo. So I really have to go back to Ritzeh. And that's what I was planning on doing. But the Shatz is instructing me to say Kedusha. So according to the Sholem Eishev and the Chazon Ish, if I were to say Kadosh, 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 I'm acknowledging that my Shemoneh Esrei is over. And if it's over, then if I want to say Yalav Yavo, the only solution would be to go back to the beginning of the Shemoneh Esrei. So if I want to go back to Ritzeh, I have to acknowledge that I'm in the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei. I'm in the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei, that I can't answer Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. So both the Sholem Eishev and the Chazon Ish says, don't answer Kadosh, 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 and go back to Ritzeh. Because you can't. You're really in the middle. You're really in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. What? No, Sholem Eishev says, technically you have a choice, but the halacha, this is what you should do. It's not really a choice. The Chazon Ish is just a deep alumnus. The Sholem Eishev says, the bottom line is, don't. Even according to Sholem Eishev. He just, his lundis is just a little different. He has a different lundis. His lundis is, you have a choice. You're holding out the crossroads. You have a choice. And the Sholem Eishev says, uvacharta b'chayim. I'm telling you what choice is the proper choice. The Chazon Ish says, you don't have a choice. But the result is the same. The result is, don't answer and go back to Ritzei. Rav Moshe says, no. Kosav sheyochol la'anois l'dvar m'sha b'kedusha, you can answer kodesh, kodesh, kodesh. V'lachzol li'achem ikan l'ritzei. Incredible chiddush. Because he holds you're in this twilight zone.
On what basis is he?
I guess he holds that you're in the middle of the Shemona Esrei. At a point, you're not Oikir Raglov, so if you're not Oikir Raglov, you always can go back to Ritzei, but you're in a zone where you're allowed to answer Kadosh Kadosh. It's a whole new longness, a whole new way of looking at it. What is a Lokai Nitzar? A Lokai Nitzar, it's part of the Shemona Esrei in a place where you can answer. The Choysev Shedin Zehu Af Ladas HaShulchan Aruch Le'el Shasoyve Shekoydim Shoyne L'Dvam Shebekadusha Olav Lema Lirotam. And he says, this is a discussion of Shemona Esrei when you in the middle of a Lakai Nitzar, are you mechuyev first to say Yehiyu L'Ratzon before you say Kedusha? There are different opinions. So Shulchan Aruch says, yes, you should say Olav La'olam Yehiyu L'Ratzon L'Chikas V'Kedusha Shem Zalman Arbach. And it doesn't, even though you should say Yehiyu L'Ratzon, even so, in other words, what are you going to do? You will say Yehiyu L'Ratzon. That's what it means. Rav Moshe says in Chiddush, you're in the middle of a Lakai Nitzar. And now the Shat is saying, Nikadesh, Eshem Choboy, Lom Geshem, Shmagit, Mosab, Shmei Maroin. So right away you realize, oh no, I have to say Kadosh Kush. So before you can say Kadosh Kadosh according to Shulchan Aruch, let's follow that custom. You say, Yihiyu Lerotzoim Imrei Fi. When you say, though, that Pasuk, that's a real termination. That's serious business. When you say Yehiyu L'Ratzon, you're making a very powerful statement, it's over. But since in the back of your mind, it's not over, I'm not planning on that this Yehiyu L'Ratzon should be the end, because I have to go back and say from Ritzei, it's okay. Say Yehiyu L'Ratzon, answer Kedusha, and then go back to Ritzei. Because Soif Naisa B'machshav Tchila. This is all what you're planning to do from the very beginning. V'chein Kos Agudav Shalom Zalman Arbach. That's what you should do. Everything. Yehiyu L'Ratzon, Kadosh, 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 and then go back to Ritzei. V'sedeh Mikbrocha, Kosav came B'shem HaGodol Miminsk. Af, I don't know who this is. I do not know. Ach Hoysef Shaladai Toy Lo Yaane Shekevan Shetzorch Lach Solu Ritzei Nechshav Shoyim Eradayim Betfilu Vosla Havsel Chesidus Lachsot Chigot Lachazonish. All right, so he different. The Eimik Bracha says there's a Chlukideus. There's a Shita like of Moshe. And he personally prefers the sheet of the Chazonish and the Sholem Eishev. Silence. Don't answer Kadosh Kadosh and just go back to Ritzei. So here you see Chiluk Deis. What are you machria? How can you be machria between the Chazonish and Rav Moshe? These dvarim, these so. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know how to be machria. I don't know. Okay, let's go.
According to Rav Moshe,
the ideal thing to do is to say Yehiyu L'Ratzon, and then you say Kadosh 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 Baruch Lord Adim Lech Hashem, and then you go back to Ritzei. And according to the Chaznish and Sholem Eishev, don't say anything, just be silent. I guess you should be mechavein the words Kadosh Kadosh Kadosh, and go back to Ritzei when you're in the middle. When you are in the middle, okay. Now we come to Oy Sif Katan Tess. Okay, Sif Katan Tess in the Mishnah Berurah, referring to you have not yet Oyker Raglov, you are in the middle of Elokai Nitzar, or you finished the Shemona Esrei, but you did not yet move your feet back. Sif Katan Tess. Page 566 in the Mishnah Berurah number Tess. So you're saying Tachanunim, Koidim Shiak Raglov, Nokat Hai Lishna Mishum Dimah Machaber, Marashandai Lo Yamar Tachanunim, Brak, the Machaber is discussing the case where you did not yet say Tachanunim, the Ramah. You finished Hamavarech Hasamo Yisrael Bashalom, and you did not say the Tachanunim. The Ra cave on the Ragel, since this is your custom, every single day you have a long list, and you paste in your Siddur from these tefillos, these very beautiful tefillos, things that you like to add into your Shemona Esrei before your Eker Ragel. This is your custom. So since this is your daily custom, today you can take advantage. Regular person who doesn't have this custom, he just finishes the Shemona Esrei and he says, you're finished. It's over. That's it. That's a statement that my davening is over. But since this person, even though he says, he has a long pshetel to read, so today you can take advantage. Shemona Esrei, Ibrahim is not over. He can go back to Ritzay. Rak the cave of the regal mistamal rak the cave of the regal he's accustomed mistamal yaskalom gamata avalim kvar omar tachanunim. Let's say you already said your tachanunim. Yisimoisam the end machshav to lomar oid. It's important when the Mishnah says, and that's it. You're finished. As far as you're concerned, I'm done for today. I'm done. The only thing left for me to do is take my 3 steps back. It's too late. Shemona Esrei ends when you say that's where it ends. And if you say Tachanunim, so when you finish the Tachanunim, it ends. Taking your 3 steps back is after the end. That's post the ending. That's already. It was over before. Afilu adayin layakar aglav. It doesn't make a difference. Kmi shakar aglav. Dami v'chozer l'roi shatzvila. So you take out of this a moedik yisod. Taking the 3 steps back is really not a critical transition in the end of your tefillah. The end of your tefillah goes after your kavana. And for most people, the kavana is the yihyu l'ratzon, and that's the termination. So you need not repeat the Shemona Esrei. You need not repeat the Shemona Esrei if you're in the middle of the tachanunim. You can go. What?
What are you reading now?
Yud.
Yud is based on the
stuff. Oh, sorry. The Hagav Imu Safing Hisko Lav Ein Otzach Lach. So Ein Otzach Lach. Unbelievable. Since 30 days, you say Yal V'Yavo. Ein Zeh Chazoka Shalema Shalema Shavada Lo Hiske. Okay, so the Ramah says you need not repeat the Shemona Esrei. Umikol Mokam Lahalocha Loi Naktinon Kain. Okay, so you're right, Mr. Mustam. I didn't pay close attention to the Mishnah Berurah. Even the Ramah says you don't. That's not the way we accept the Roiv Huachroinim. Let's just finish up the what says over here. Look at the notes. The Loi Naktinon Kain. The Roiv Huachroinim Chemat Kulam Cholkim Alze. The same that Afilu b'Safik Tzarich Lachso l'Spal the Mistama Hispal K'mosh Shragel b'Chol Yom b'Lo Yal v'Yava. Okay, so that's always the model of the Mishnah Berurah. It's always amazing when the Mishnah Berurah comes along and it tells us not to follow the Ramah. Those are the most interesting because you read the Mechaber, the Ramah. So basically, the Mishnah Berurah. What does the Mishnah Berurah do most of the time? He explains the pshat. It's very, you know, it's not always so simple. This is very bekitzer. He explains and he tells us he adds. He supplements with the Mishnah Berurah with other situations. But it's very rare where he says, "Don't take it seriously. Ignore what it says in the Ramon and the Chaber. We do differently. The meaning is differently because everyone disagrees." Miu kvar kastam lel b'tzimukuv yidal b'Mishnah Berurah siv kadim lamed ches b'shem achvenim de'im borulo shohaya b'day toy lizkar me'ein hamar b'sechat tefil lachazman muflog. So look what he says. So this is very important. This is what you were mentioning. That if you start out with the kavana, today is Rosh Chodesh. So read the words very carefully. After a long zman muflog, period of time has passed. Nafal sofik belibo im zocha b'tfilah lo ein tzarich lachsar. Ach calls them a suffix nefilo liachar zman. Avol mesorlo a suffix miyod achar tefilo yesh lo lachsar. So you're ready at work. Okay, you're on the train or at work, and then you start thinking. Wait a minute. I say today yalav yavo and shachris. But you are certain that when you came to shul, you knew today is Rosh Chodesh. You had kavan to say Yal V'Yavo, and now it's already way after davening. So you already forgot what happened. Then you don't. Then we are samech under Amo a safik. You do not go back and read the Shemona Esrei. But if after you middle chazaras hashatz. Did I say Yalav Yavo? I knew they may give a clap, and I gave the clap. I'm the one that gave the clap. So I knew you say Yalav Yavo. But did I say it? So the Rama says no, you don't. But because of the chazaka, 30 days. No, but he says, halacha l'maaseh pasna, you do repeat the Shemoneh Esrei.
Because he came to him
and said, okay. Ushliach tzibur, then just ushliach tzibur. So he says, well, I'm going to go b'sif katan, b'sif katan, b'sham b'vorin, sh'ein tzorach l'achsar, b'sham tircha, d'tziburo. The shliach tzibur does not repeat b'shashach malahaske b'shachris. So he says, let's do this over here, that shliach tzibur, now let's talk about shliach tzibur during chazaras hashatz. This is incredible. Chazor, no one's paying attention. Everyone's asleep. Amen. Everyone is asleep, and if you get to say Yalav Yavo, the Shvil does not repeat Chazor Sashatz. Incredible chiddush. Because Tircha Ditzibur. I mean, I remember once, this is such a shock to me. I thought it was Arabic Kiddush Hashem. It was on, I was davening Chaim Berlin Slichos. This is years ago, you know, kind of different kuvas at the high school with davening with the Beis Medrash. So the later years, recently the high school davenings. Privately, daven their own minion. But years ago, they used to daven in the main base. So Shacharis during that Seres Yimei Tshuva was packed. At least, probably even up to 500 people were there. I'm talking packed during a Seres Yimei Tshuva. And you say Hakel HaKadosh, right? Okay. And the Shliach Tzibur was saying Kedusha, and L'dor V'dor Baruch Ato Hashem. I say Hamelach HaKadosh, Hamelach HaKadosh, Hakel HaKadosh. 500 people, packed.
No,
they all started screaming. It was a roar. Hamelach HaKadosh. And the Shliach Tzibur was a bacher, Noah. And like, you know, it hit him. It was like, you know, it's like someone dropped a bomb. An explosion went off. And he was stunned. And like, he was in shock. Everyone's and by the time he composed himself, it was more than Toich Kedei Dibor. And you have to understand, this is, you know, in Yeshiva, it down very slow. Baruch Atah Hashem, like very slow. It's like, takes 10 minutes. Nekadesh, and the Zochreinu L'chaim, you know, we're talking over here, you know, like gridlock speed to get until after Kedusha. Nekadesh, you could just picture the scene, you know, in the yeshiva doing a Seres Yimei Tshuva when it's packed body to body. And so what's the halacha? Start all over again. So he started all over again.
Slowly.
And it was very inspiring, because after all that, 500 people were doing it with such seriousness. To repeat the whole thing all over again, it just showed that's the halacha, and this is what's done. It was a mistake. It's okay. It's not. Is it his fault? Not or whatever it is. But it was an interesting experience, to say the least. Okay, so here, what?
Did you get it right the second time?
Yes, you got it right the second time. Otherwise, he would have been tossed. Yes, you go back to the verb. This took about at least 10 minutes. At least, besides the psychological effect of people like me who have, you know, can't pay attention more than 2 seconds for anything. This had, but it was a very interesting experience to, well, after all that, you go back and do it all over again, do the whole drama. Yes, that's the halacha, and that's so. Here, if you forget to say Yalav V'Yavo, you don't do it again. If you forget to say Yalav V'Yavo, you're finished.
If he's not sure, if he's definitely
sure that he definitely. Ushliach tzibor, the shamivor, I think it's. Ushliach tzibor, no, you definitely did not say Yalav Yavo.
Bashachris.
The Shliach tzibor definitely did not say Yalav Yavo, and no one is paying attention. Mosaf. So here we make an exception, because Tircha did tzibor, to repeat the entire Shemoneh Esrei, the shamivor, she'en tzorch lachsim, the shem tircha did tzibor, v'yesh lusmech al tfilas, Mosaf, she'espal, the sham niskai, kedusha yom, then you go in the mansion. Let's just finish up one. before this one Mudirshim was finished, number 10, V'davkam Nitzkar Akhoy Shekvar Siyam. This, that you don't repeat the Shemona Esrei, is already, the Shemona Esrei is finished. You're in the middle of Hallel. And someone says, "Has anyone paying attention here? The Shliach Tzibur didn't say anything." But let's say you're in the middle of Modim and just takes time to come up and say, "You know, excuse me, sir, you forgot to say Yalav Yavo." The Davka Mischarachas Shakvar Simas Tfilos Shetzorach Lachsel Lutzilas Tfila Avam Adayloi Simas Tfilos Because Shachonoch Leel Shachoyz. Let it say, of course, Sheein Bzeid Torach Tzibur. The middle of Simas Shom, it's no big deal to go back to it. Say the Mischar Shetor Achar Brichas Kehanim. Oh, so here's a long Mishas Shaila Eretz Yisrael. And this is a beautiful shot. This attack is all, I saw a whole write-up on this. He's probably going to say the kids are. What about an Eretz when you say Birchas Kehanim? Or even Chutzarts? When you just say Lokeinu Lokeinu Seinu. So now do you repeat Birchas Kehanim? The Lizkar Shetorach Shebirchas Kehanim because Lechot Lotzei Kosva Yishlav Rom Sha'ala Kehanim Lizkar Peim Shenis. They have to do Birchas Kehanim Nochamo. Yes. Again. And you say, Elokeinu, Elokei Avos, say Nochamo. V'gam Yaksu HaTzibur Lo'emar Moedim Rabbon. And the Tzibur Nochamo says Moedim Rabbon. You have to repeat the whole show all over again. Meidach Falshuvus HaTzvi. Kosav She'ein Lisa Kapayim Sheinis. You don't say the second time. Don't do the Duch again. Yes, Tzvi Pesach Frank. Correct. V'yaketzois HaSholchon. Kosav She'einim Chayav Lisa Kapayim Sheinis. Ach, Mikomok B'mashatz. So he says, he's like a pshar. In Eretz Yisrael, they don't do this. Say we're in the have hechatim sered. So you say Elokeinu Elokei Avos Seinu, and you don't do Birchas Kehanim. Okay, if there are no Kohanim, of course, if there are no Kohanim, so you do Elokeinu Elokei Avos Seinu. But let's say you have Kohanim. Do you ever see hechatim sered Yisrael where there are Kohanim in the room and you say Mashachas and the Shat is saying Elokeinu Elokei Avos Seinu? Here's the hechatim sered. Well, they already did it. They already did Nesias Kapayim and they're in the middle of Sim Shalom and now they realize they forgot to say Ritzei. So the Shat goes back to Ritzei and the Shatz will say Elokeinu Elokei Avos Seinu instead, and the Kohanim according to him will not say according to this opinion. But it's better if they attack, or should say, but just don't make a new bracha. So there's always a difference of another opinion. Oh, but let's say there's a late comer. Someone comes in late. Kohen walks in after this whole commotion. They already did Birchas Kehanim and the middle of Sim Shalom. And then the guy says, "You forgot to say Yalav Yavo." And as they're telling him, "You forgot to say Yalav Yavo," walks in the Kohen late. Then you do it a second. This we discussed with the Shatz forgets to say Yalev Yom in his private Shemona Esrei. No problem. In the private Shemona Esrei, if the Shliach Tzibur makes a big mistake, it's okay, because anyway he's going to repeat the Shemona Esrei, so he doesn't need to repeat the Shemona Esrei again. Okay, we'll stop here.